All right, we are now joined by our race winner and the winner of $150,000 in the Triple Truck Challenge bonus, Sheldon Creed, driver of the number 2 Chevy Accessories Chevrolet. Sheldon, why don't you just talk about that win and what it means to win 2 of these Triple Truck Challenge bonuses?
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the season, you're thinking how cool it would be just to win one, and then now we've gotten 2, and now we wish we would have won last weekend in Dover. So it's really cool what Gander does, and it gives us a chance to fight for some money and 3 totally different racetracks, which is really cool. So
awesome. Congratulations, and we're going to go to questions for you now. We'll start with Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Sheldon, you said you and Todd are buddies. Did that kind of impact the way you kind of felt after the race?
Yeah, I mean, I hate racing like that, and it's so hard to pass here. And the 24 came with a run and pushed me, and I figured I'll have a good shot here. I was doing passes like that all day. I would just kind of get to their inside, go to the rumble strips, and slide up the racetrack and kind of take their line away, where we both drove it in there really tight or really hard, and he just held it on me tight, and I was just really free, and I couldn't turn the wheels. So yeah, I mean, hate to do that to him. He's probably gonna wreck me back somewhere, which, I mean, hey, you know, race people how you want to be raced, and that's a bummer. But yeah, I feel bad. I'm gonna have to for sure call him this week and just talk it out with him.
Do you beg him not to wreck you in the playoffs?
I mean, obviously you'd not want to get wrecked in the playoffs, but who knows? He could not. He could. It's up to him, I guess. But yeah, I'll talk to him. And man, he has every right to not be happy with me right now. So
thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Bruce Martin.
Yeah, how about that last restart of yours? You got a really good run and was able to drive away after that. If you could describe that last restart, because that's pretty much what won you the race.
Yeah, I mean, I was worried about jumping Sam. I didn't want to fire before him. And the restart before, he like fired and then stopped and then went again, which I think he almost tried doing that again. Or I don't know if the 21 picked his tires up, but he ended up spinning them, and the 23 gave me a really good push to get to the lead. And then we were good enough to hold off the 23 there at the end.
And did you say it was your nephew's birthday today?
Yeah, my sister's youngest. She has 3 little boys, so the youngest turned 1 today.
And also just getting the momentum here with 2 more races to go before the playoffs start. I mean, this is the time of year you want to peak. So how important is that to you?
I mean, it's great. I mean, this is what you dream about doing coming into playoffs is winning races. Right before, and just kind of getting your points built up, and it's been really cool with just how GMS has been running. I think me and Zane have won like the last 4 races, and GMS has like 6 wins now. So just proud of everyone. Everyone's working really hard, and I mean, a lot of us weren't really happy at the beginning of the season with how the trucks were driving, and the guys have done a great job to get the trucks driving better, and man, we're just gonna have to keep doing that with these places we're going to. Darlington and Richmond, we're excited for, and a lot of us haven't been there, so.
Good job, congratulations.
Thank you.
Next, we'll head to Marty Zakala.
Thanks, Steph. Sheldon, congratulations on the win. You kind of just brought it up, GMS, 4 team consecutive wins now. I think that's the first time in team history the Gallagher squad has ever done that. Has the confidence changed for the entire team? Like, has it gone up, especially since returning from the pandemic shutdown?
I mean, yeah, I think so. Our first race back, Charlotte, Zane ran really well, and Brett and I ran 4th and 5th. And I feel like that gave us hope. It had a lot of speed for not driving that good. And I feel like we've just kind of chipped away at that every weekend. I can't say I've had a truck where I'm like, man, this thing's perfect, but I'll try something that's a handful all day if it's fast. So yeah, just really proud of GMS and everyone, how everyone's working together and bringing fast race trucks every week.
And that final restart, you were able to get by your teammate Sam Mayer, and Mayer had a great day. What did you think of his performance?
Oh man, I thought he did great. He passed well. He was he was so good on the top of three and four. He could roll so fast that passing really wasn't an issue for him. He could just jump to the outside of people, and he did it to me. Blew my doors off. And then just, yeah, he spun the tires on that last restart. But then again, he's still young. You know, I wasn't even wanting to race a truck at his age. So just the kid's got a ton of talent, and he drives a lot of race cars and drives often. So did a really good job. And man, I think I'll have more opportunities to win.
Thanks for your time, Sheldon. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Ashley McCubbin with Popular Speed.
A lot of people have been talking about the similarities between this weekend and the championship finale later this year at Phoenix. What do you feel are some of the things that you learned that you can put towards that weekend to be strong come the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, this place is similar, but I feel like Phoenix is a little harder. And I mean, we're going to focus on getting to Phoenix first. And then I feel like we can improve on quite a few things. And hopefully bring something that's, that can win there. So, we're just going to keep chipping away at it, working hard on our trucks, and, just working together.
And we've seen you progress as a driver, and looking at the stats from last year to this season, you're already matching even some places even better in statistical wise. What's made the difference between last year and this year for you?
I think I just put more effort in, more experience, putting a lot of time in with Josh Wise, and also having great teammates this year with Zane, Tyler, and Brett full time. And then, we've had really good feedback, I feel like, from all four of us. And I feel like just everything, trying harder, racing smarter, trucks are better, just the whole package.
Perfect. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Lee Spencer.
Congratulations. Just curious, do you think your greatest competition in the playoffs is going to come from under your own roof?
Absolutely. I think when Brett and his team gets it figured out, they're going to be really strong. And Brett's a great race car driver, and obviously Zane is. Our whole team really just, I think they're going to be strong. The 16 is always strong. The 38's been showing speed lately. I think there's 10 of us that have a shot at going and winning Phoenix. So just need to keep doing our job every week. And man, sometimes it's easier and sometimes it's harder to race a teammate. So man, we'll see. And we know we'll have similar trucks. So
did Spencer give you any hints of how to defend yourself before coming to Gateway?
How to defend myself?
Yes.
I mean, not really. He's actually been at the shop more lately. He's putting together like a machine little shop. So, just working with Josh, doing footage with him and our teammates. That's really what it comes down to, is just paying attention more and trying to get all the knowledge I can.
Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you.
Then we'll go to Jonathan Field with the Racing Experts.
Hey, Jonathan Field with theracingexperts.com. Just thinking ahead to the next couple weeks, you know, you have Darlington, you have Richmond coming up. What's the approach just going to two new tracks, going for the win, kind of running hard, or just learning those tracks?
Certainly we'd like to go in. But the first few laps are going to be learning the track. And we've got some sim time with Chevy. I think we have another one this week. So that'll paint a good picture for us. And kind of give us some lift points and kind of a line to run, but it's still quite a bit different than being there in real life. So I think Darlington's going to be very difficult. There's a few people that have been there, like Matt and Brad and a few of the older guys that are in the truck series that have been there. So I think that one's going to be tough, and it's going to be all about staying out of the fence and just trying to be there at the end. And then Richmond, I feel like it's going to be really fun. I haven't seen either place, so looking forward to both of them and getting into the playoffs.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Sheldon, that's all the questions we have for you. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see you in a week at Darlington.
All right, thank you guys.